Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You know what time it is. It's time for a real talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, the tour lady, I'm Miss D. Now I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
I'm doing wonderful on this beautiful, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. This has been a long week. How do I want to start? Let me start about I no longer have a tree in my backyard. Well, one of the trees is gone. I got pleasantly surprised on either Tuesday or Wednesday. Must have been Tuesday. Tuesday, I was pleasantly surprised. I got a phone call from the company that I hired to take down my tree. Now, the reason why I say it was a surprise because they told me when I made the appointment that they would give me a two-day notice before they were coming. Well, apparently, they got a job done that was close to my home and asked if they could come in an hour. So that's a big difference between two days and an hour. But
yeah.
Either way, I was prepared for it. I mean, actually, when you take on that type of endeavor, you don't make an appointment and not already be prepared to pay them, especially when they tell you that there is a time frame and that they don't know the exact day that they're coming. So with that, I appreciated that already had the money and everything, but it was pleasantly surprised. I've never had a huge tree cut down, so I really, for whatever reason in my mind, I thought that there was just going to be like, you know how they have the cherry pickers that they take off the back of the truck and then they move it to another location? I was thinking that they brought four trucks to my home. Now, true enough, I think this tree was about 40 feet high, probably higher. I'm not really sure. Big-ass tree. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought four trucks. I don't mean like pickup trucks. I mean trucks. One truck was a cherry picker. The other truck was towing the mulcher. Another truck had the machine that you grind with.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another truck. Maybe it was only three. It was either three or four trucks. Either way, they were big-ass fucking trucks. And to say the least, they were also doing construction on my street that day. So the people who normally speed up and down my street like this is the Indy 500 were not happy. Because they couldn't speed down the street because they had part of my street blocked off. Then these big-ass trucks, what wasn't in my driveway was in front of my house and blocking driveways. Oh, yeah, it was all kind of crazy shit. So it was crazy. It took them 2 hours, but now I have no tree in my backyard. It is so strange to look out my kitchen window and see straight to the back of my yard without having to, like, look around or, like, wonder what's on the other side of the tree. Because that tree literally, you know how when we were children and we played hide and seek, you could hide behind that tree. That's how big the trunk was. But my daughter took pictures of it for me, and to say the least, I haven't seen the video because I was working, so I wasn't able to watch them, but I liked that this company, they cleaned up. They did everything that I wanted them to do. And the tree is gone. The only thing they didn't do was take the, they ground the stump, but they left the shaving, the wood chips there, which that was fine. Because I just take them out to the curb and they could go with yard waste. So that didn't bother me. I was happy. But then I got another surprise that I wasn't expecting. I'm having my deck remodeled. And they had already taken off half my deck. And when they came to think that they were getting ready to start the remodel on my deck, when they were going to, like, take the other half off, well, the previous owner apparently hired the crack addict for $5 and $100 to build my deck. Because they used 2x4s to build my fucking deck. Now, I'm not a carpenter, but I've read up on the wood that you need for deck. And 2x4s are not what you use to build a fucking deck. Not a 20x20 deck. And on top of that, they did not secure them to the ground. They didn't anchor them right. Oh, and here's the kicker. The wood was rotted out because guess what I had? Wood ants. And they had a shitload of eggs where they had already started the post. They had ate down the post. So when they took the top layer of my deck off and there was a shitload of eggs sitting on top of the post, the ants made sure they ran and started taking the eggs down farther into the post. What they didn't anticipate was that they took and they hit the post and them motherfuckers. Now I know why I've had horrible flying ants for the past 2 summers. As long as I've been here, I've had horrible flying ants, and I never knew why, because I thought I was doing something when I was spraying home defense. Well, now I know why home defense wasn't doing shit. Because they had a fucking nest in my deck, and it was not, if it was a matter of when that deck was going to collapse. Deck was going to collapse under me. Nothing was done right. So, to say the least, now I have to have my entire deck rebuilt at a cost that I will not say on this show because it's way more than I anticipated. Way more. My little four-figure deck went, my little four-figure deck remodel that I was going to pay for, which I was okay with the four figures to remodel because the price of wood is up. It's gone to
550.
Oh, yeah. So, because now it's gone from a remodel to a complete teardown and brand new deck. The only good thing is that because of the deck already being on, because the deck was at my home when I bought it, and I don't know if a lot of people understand, but when you have a deck is considered an addition, so you have to pull a permit. To the fact that there was already a deck on my house when I bought it, no permit from me. Because once it's already there, you don't have to re-pull a permit. So, that was a good thing. So, no permits are being pulled. But, they've got to rebuild it from the ground up. Apparently, they used wrong everything. The guy was talking to me, and I looked at him, and I said, one thing most people don't say. I looked at him and I said, you know you're speaking a foreign language to me. And he said, okay. I said, no, I was like, I'm not going to stand here like most people are saying, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I said, let me get something clear to you. I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about. I said, but I'm going to trust you because one thing I do know is that I've been read on this shit. And I said, I didn't see 2x4 nowhere in there. So apparently, code for a deck is 2x6, and my new deck is going to be built with 2x8. So my new deck is going to exceed code, which is good. You there? You just that much in a long time. Greg.
Yeah, I'm here. You're breaking up every now and then.
Okay, because I said you're hearing a lot.
You're actually kind of cutting in and out.
Oh, that's strange. Let's see.
I got enough power on my phone, so.
Let me say something. Am I getting my Bluetooth? Is that better?
Could have been. Say some more.
Oh, now you're breaking. Okay,
is it your Bluetooth?
That way. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so maybe it's on Bluetooth. That's strange.
Yeah, it seemed like you're, you know, Doing good, and then you were cutting out and got better and then cut out.
Well, I'll put you on my speakerphone now. Maybe the Bluetooth will charge up some.
Yeah.
So I was saying, I was like, you were a whole lot. I was like, I'm not used to that. So what you think about my devastation on my deck?
On your back?
My deck.
Oh, your back. No.
My deck.
Your deck.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice to have them, and you got to keep them maintained yearly, or they're going to disintegrate. And I think you had the tree people, I know I heard you say, come out and cut down the trees. Or did you save any of that wood for your deck, or no?
No, because that would have had to be reshaped and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, they put that right. That went straight into the mulcher.
Yeah.
So that means that you didn't hear anything. That's why you ain't been making no comments, because that's why I was like, you're doing a lot. Mm-hmm. Because normally you had something to say.
Oh, yeah. I definitely had stuff to say. But you were
cutting in,
and then it's like, you're not getting better. You're not getting better.
Okay, so let me start over. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great now.
Okay, so let me start over. They took down the tree. Four trucks came to take down my 40-foot tree.
Uh-huh.
They brought one of the trucks was a cherry picker.
Yeah, it had a boom on it to raise the guy up there.
Yep. So they had the cherry picker. They had the other truck that had the mulcher on it. And they had another truck that had the stump grinder. It took them two hours, but my tree is gone. I look out my back window, and I don't have a tree no more. It's beautiful, but the bad surprise was my deck.
Uh-huh.
This is where the problem came in. You know I'm having my deck replaced. Well, it was supposed to be remodeled. It's gone from a remodel to a replacement.
Yeah.
Because I have wood ants.
Oh, yes.
And the wood ants had a nest.
Mm-hmm.
So when they took the top layer off my deck, they had the eggs. And that's why I've had bad flying ants every summer, and I was wondering why, and I thought I was doing something because I was spraying home defense. Them bitches was living in my deck, and I didn't know it. So they told me it was not a matter of – they told me it was a matter of not if but when that deck was going to collapse underneath me, because they built my deck with 2x4s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be built with 2x6s.
Right.
And they did not use pressure-treated wood.
Oh, yeah, that's where the bad thing came in.
And they didn't cement it down?
Didn't see what now?
They didn't put any cement in the stakes. They didn't anchor it right. They didn't do anything. They didn't level it. Oh,
damn.
All of the things they did not do, but like this. The price of my deck went up so much that all I could do is look and say, I ain't got a choice because you done took everything apart. And I was like, even if I asked you to put it back together, you wouldn't do it. He was like, you're right, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because the deck is going to fall down. Literally, it wasn't secured. I don't know how the hell he, even once they started showing me, I don't know how the hell that deck lasted as long as it did. It's wrong and everything.
Well,
they didn't even frame it right.
That somewhat tells me then that the homeowner before you did it himself.
I said that they paid the crack addict $5 and $100 to do it.
Yeah, and that too.
I don't know for sure. So for anybody who says, Ms. V said this, Ms. V is speculating. I don't know because I did not own the home. The only good thing is that because that deck was here when I bought the house, I did not have to pull new permits. And
right.
The gentleman who's doing my deck knows the housing codes and everything. He was like, because this was a pre-existing structure pulled, he was like, if you were building a brand-new deck,
mm-hmm.
he was like, I would have to go pull a permit. But he said because,
yeah,
and that's if I didn't have a pre-existing. So for anybody who doesn't know, a deck is considered an addition to a house. So you have to pull permits when you do those type of additions. But because my deck already existed when I bought my house, anything I do to that deck, including having it rebuilt, no permits don't have to be pulled because the permits have already been granted once for it. The
yeah.
city doesn't get to double dip. It doesn't matter when the deck was built.
Yeah.
You only pull permits for the first time. So you know I was happy when I found that out, don't you?
Oh, I know you were. But wait till you see the price of wood.
Oh, the price of wood is shot up. That's why my deck is costing me so much more now.
Uh-huh.
My four-figure job just went to five figures.
Yeah.
So to say
that's one of them, I'd say I'd cut the deck in half.
The reason why I can't cut it in half is because I had stuff did after I bought the house, not realizing how fucked up it was up underneath it, and I
uh-huh.
already had I already had furniture and everything I had bought for the deck that I had been using. So to cut it in half,
right.
I would still be shit out of luck because
yeah.
it would have to go, it still has to go to where it was because I had an outlet put outside. And because of the way they built
yeah.
it, it's actually going to be better the way, I mean, the new build, the guy has already, he asked me what I wanted, what I like about the guy that's doing it is that he says, since I got to build you a whole new one, what do you want? He was like, and I looked at him and I said, and I literally looked at him and I said, if I knew what the fuck I wanted, I wouldn't have called you. I said, do what you do best. Because I've seen his work. So it's not, you know, and I said, this is what I want. I was like, what I want, I said, I want railings. I want it closed in because the deck was pretty much like really open. And
yeah.
you couldn't sit like with your back to my garage or anything because there were no rails there. So put it like this, if I was out there drinking, and you know how you sit in a chair, and I'm not talking about a rocking chair, I'm talking about a regular chair. You know how you sit in a chair, it might have arms, but you'll scoop back or whatever. Because the front of my deck was completely open, there were no railings around the front of it. Well, I
nah.
wouldn't put chairs on that side because anybody who had their back that way, from away, listen, I drink, and even if I was sober, you could scoop back and possibly fall off my deck, and I didn't want that. So now I will have railings all the way around, and I'll just have the opening, and I'll have steps, which is what I never
right.
had. I mean, a handrail with my steps. So I didn't have that before. And I said I want it where my dog cannot get up underneath the goddamn deck. Because remember I told you the new puppy's been going up underneath the deck. So he's going to build it, and it's going to be level. My deck was never level because even when he put the leveler out there just to see, you know how they go to do stuff? My deck was never leveled. So it's going to be leveled. It's going to be everything. What'd you say?
I mean, that's unbelievable that that thing was not level. But with the wood ant, that might have made it just that, you know, not level anymore.
No,
the
wood ants didn't cause it to not be level. It wasn't level because of the way they did the beams up underneath it. I'm telling you, it was so many damn 2x4s up underneath there. I've looked at, like, you know these different shows where they show you how to do stuff, like on HGTV?
Yeah.
My deck frame don't look like any of them. I don't know what the fuck they did, okay? I mean, and shit wasn't held together. I mean, you was able to pull shit loose. And I'm not talking about rotten wood. I'm talking about wood where there was nothing wrong with it because they didn't fucking nail it in right or whatever. Oh, that shit was a joke.
Yeah.
So he said, my deck will be done 5 to 7 days after the materials are dropped off. He said, materials will be here tomorrow.
Awesome.
So hopefully by the end of the week. The damn deck got to be done because I can't give the fucking puppy a bath or take him to the groomer until the deck is done because he's all in the fucking mud and shit now. So, and he's, I mean, he's literally like they've taken off the full top layer of the deck, so they just have a thing where they put wood where I can walk out and walk down and the dog can go out and I can get to my garage.
Yeah.
But everything else is open, so naturally, you know, all that mud that's been, all that dirt that's been there for whatever, and we've had rain. This little jackass is going up underneath it like it ain't shit, you know. So, no, he cannot go to the groomer until my fucking new deck is up.
Yep.
So, in another week or so, he'll go to the groomer.
A nasty puppy now.
He's being a nasty puppy now. But the beauty is that having my tree gone, and I was going to put the wood chips out on the curb, and he said that don't worry about putting the wood chips on the curb. Oh, because they also built my deck on top of a fucking flower bed, and we found out where my water hose is. My water spigot is up underneath my fucking door, which is like 15 feet from the end of where my deck was. So where I was thinking, oh, maybe I could just reach up underneath there and find a spigot and cut it on. Hell to the no. So he's going to take the water hose off there that's now buried up underneath dirt. He's going to take that off. He's going to make sure the spigot works. He's going to put a new hose on there for me. Or I'll be able to, but I'm going to keep it up underneath there. But at least now I know that with the hose that's up underneath there, maybe I'll be able to, like, do something, like, hide it a little bit. I'm going to ask him if it's someplace, you know, a way that we could do it. Because I don't want the dog to get up underneath there, but I want to have, like, a small opening. And my dog is not that big. I mean, that small. So maybe if he could do, like, a 2-inch opening so that the hose can still be there and come out the back, I'm sure he'll work something out. You know, that way I can actually water my fucking backyard.
Yeah.
And now that the sun comes down, it'll be a beautiful thing. But for Memorial Day, I will be able to enjoy my deck. So I will actually post pictures, you know, to brag about my new deck. And once that goes up, I'll start doing some Facebook Live stuff probably from the deck once it's up. Because I need some money after this now. So for all you motherfuckers who've been holding on to y'all money, but y'all still don't want to go fuck nobody because it's COVID, pull your fucking debit cards out because bitch will be on Facebook Live soon. Give me another month. I'm going to be on Facebook Live, okay? Because I need money. I got to pay this bitch off. Let me pull Randy on. Okay, while I'm waiting on Randy, the damn weather here is fucking bipolar again. It was fucking like 80 degrees last Sunday or Monday, and now it's fucking the highest it's gotten is like 57, 58 degrees.
Yeah.
So, you know, nobody likes working in the cold. And today it rained earlier, but it's not supposed to rain no more. So that means no excuses of why they cannot work on my deck. So he said it might be done by the end of the week, but 5 to 7 days after the materials, he said the materials are going to be dropped off tomorrow. So 5 to 7 days after they're dropped off, I have my new deck. So maybe by next Sunday. He said if they come in and work like 3 straight days, they could do it in 3 days. So he said the whole thing, they've got to tear out the rest of this deck. They've got to set the new deck, but because they've got to get the concrete because they're going to set the post right. These posts were never set in concrete. So they don't know.
Did they have
They didn't do anything
block
to set.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, did they have concrete blocks for the wood to set in or no?
No. No.
Wow.
They didn't do anything to specs. They didn't follow any of the specs. I guess the stakes or whatever it's called, again, for anybody, don't sit here and say, oh, Missy, I don't know the right terminology. But, like, part of the framing that's supposed to anchor it, I guess it's supposed to be, like, at least the minimum 24 inches down. It wasn't even fucking 5 inches down.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I'm trying to bring Randy on, but all I'm getting is like the will of death trying to pull him over. Hey, Randy, I know you can hear me. Hopefully you can. Hang up and call back, or I'll disconnect you, and maybe we'll see if we can get you back on, because this is like crazy. That will of death, I know it's not supposed to be going. Let's see. Oh, all it's doing is giving me wheels of death. Okay. Wow. All wheels of death. Even the disconnect, Randy. This is like so much fun.
Wow.
I'm serious. You know how when you sign onto the computer and when it's getting ready to crash, you get that wheel of death?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I tried to bring him over. I got the will of death. I was like, okay, well, I'll put him back on hold. It wouldn't let me put him on hold. And then you know how you go into the private meeting room that I normally do? I got a will of death there. And I was like, okay, well, let me just go in and disconnect him and he can call back. I did that. I got all three wills of death. So, Randy, if you hear me, please hang up and try to call back. Because I can't even switch over to you.
Yep, I'm here still.
Yes. So, you said that you had a rebuttal for last week's questions I asked, or you had a question to what I said last week. Do you remember what the question is?
That I do not. I wanted to find out before I... anything.
I don't remember what I said, so you know what? I'm sorry. But at least I remember that you had a question to the rebuttal what I said.
Yeah, and I'm trying for the life of me to figure out what it was. I don't know if it was on the horse race.
It was on the voter suppression, and we were giving different scenarios and then doing different aspects of it.
Okay. I think it's okay. If you're going to vote, show your ID. It ain't that big of a deal to pull that out.
But everybody don't have ID. As a person who used to be homeless, I could say I understand that completely. That's why I think I can relate to when they're calling it voter suppression and they're saying, you know, people will say, well, get your birth certificate. Okay, if you don't have a home and you're moving around, and as a person who's been homeless, I can tell you that all those records and stuff that you may have had at one point in time in your possession, they're no longer there, and they're not that easy to get when people are saying, well, you need an ID for this or you need that. You know, you just don't have that. But if you still want to vote, and you've been registered to vote, but you don't have any ID, that's where I had the problem, because there are people who are like, here in Michigan, and before anybody says that the Michigan laws have changed, I will say I still have my voter's registration card from when I first moved to this house, which has only been 6 years. I would have to look for it because I don't think I have it. But because I'm registered in the city that I live in, I can go and... They used to just ask for your card. But if you didn't have your card and you knew where you registered, you can do that. So I always tell people that I can see when they're saying about people not having IDs. For anybody who wakes up every day in a house and everything, it seems easy. But I can tell you, I'll give you an example. And if you're listening to this show, Bestie, I'm just going to call it the way it is. My bestie, who has a job and a home, loses her ID so much that she has to use a expired ID, and she still doesn't have her current ID because she can't find it, and she's doing everything, even though her stuff is current. She's walking around with expired ID because she can't keep up with nothing. If it wasn't for the fact that her head was attached to her fucking shoulders and her body, she would lose that. This is a person who cannot keep up with anything. Here in the state of Michigan, because everything is computerized, even if she gets pulled over, they'll know that everything is legit. But you go with a person who's homeless, if they're living out of two suitcases, unless they're a person who thinks that their ID is their top priority, which being you homeless, really you're trying to just find some place to stay. And when people say, well, what happens when they go here in different places, you're really just looking for some place to stay. ID is not your top priority, and I can say that as a person who's homeless. As a person who's had to replace my children's birth certificates and all that stuff, when I left my ex-husband and I became homeless, my ID was not a priority. My children was my priority. So I have a problem when they say, oh, you need to have an ID. Well, if you're already registered to vote, why do you need ID if you're already registered? Because the rolls do not let you vote twice, you know, unless you have. And if they're letting you vote twice, then the problem is not the individual that voted. The problem is the city or the municipality where they voted. Because I can tell you that I requested and here in Michigan, we have no excuse absentee ballot. This is not what the legislature made. This is what we as voters asked for. And there was a ballot referendum and everything for this. So the one thing we have going on our side is that. But there are 35 fucking laws out there they're trying to pass to make it harder. Like, we have absentee voting here. We have no excuse absentee voting. I don't even know what they are because they're probably not going to make it to – they're not going to get approved because the governor said she's not going to approve any of the stuff they're trying to push through. My problem is, why are you creating a problem that's not there? You know, if there was proven that there was a problem – but you know that old saying, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. Well, you're trying to fix something that ain't broke.
Yeah.
And that's the problem I have. You're reacting to an individual who was a fucking sore loser. And remember there's old saying, when I was growing up, I was taught it's better to be a leader than a fucking follower. So you motherfuckers gonna follow this motherfucker off the damn cliff, because my mama used to tell me, so if they jump off of the damn bridge or if they jump off a building, you're going to follow them? So apparently y'all going to follow this motherfucker off a damn building and kill yourself, right? Because he, you know, be a fucking leader. Why the fuck? And I can tell you, if there was a damn Democratic doing this shit, I would be saying the same fucking thing. I'm not going to follow you just because you say something. And maybe because... I'm going to be honest. I blame this on social media. I'm going to come out and say it. I blame this on fucking Facebook with their fucked up ass shit and not monitoring stuff. Remember when a few years ago, before he got in office, which they should have seen this coming because this came in off before he even got in office. Remember they used to do the commercials and the guy would say, hi, my name is Frank or whatever his name is. And he'd be, no, Jean-Pierre. And it's like, you don't sound French. Bonjour. Gotta be true because I learned it on the internet. So now all of a sudden, the shit that we used to joke about for eons, now we're fucking thinking is the truth. How long did we joke about saying, it must be on the internet, so it must be true?
Yeah.
Really? And Facebook is the biggest culprit because Facebook will kick me off or ban me if I show too much fucking titties. But you can sit here and say that a fucking riot is cool. Or look at fucking Facebook. Remember when the guy went and literally executed a guy, was on Facebook Live. It was a black, I want to say it was a black guy. I forget what city he was in. He was on Facebook Live, went and randomly and killed a fucking man that he did not know. And all that shit was on Facebook Live. What the fuck were they doing? So, yeah, I think that when you're following a goddamn cheeto, if you're going to follow him off the bridge, then you fucking go, better go jump off the lake with him. But let's put the blame where it belongs, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Because if they did better, you'll censor a fucking porn star and you'll censor fucking dick pics, but you won't censor right from wrong. So, yeah, there's a problem.
Yep.
Because I don't believe everything that I see on Facebook. As a matter of fact, I don't go on Facebook enough to see what's on there just because, guess what? I have in front of me, and I'm not going to say everything is true in here, but guess what I trust? And I have in front of me right now the Detroit Free Press. I have in my hand the actual paper, not the internet version. I get this paper, and I talked about I get it sent to my house every Sunday. I get the paper at home. Now, does that mean that everything that's in that fucking paper is the truth? Guess what? I trust the newspaper more than I trust fucking Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of that.
Oh, yes. I agree there.
So for all these people, young and old, because remember, we're not talking about, oh, well, these are a bunch of young people who just followed. No, you got a bunch of old motherfuckers who should know better believe in dumb shit, too. How many people think fucking damn Hillary Clinton is a fucking, what they say, she got child slaves, sex slaves or something? Whatever that bullshit was. But you got a fucking damn accused pedophile in office being investigated. Well, but you don't believe this shit in front of your face. The man is being investigated for fucking taking a 17-year-old across fucking state lines to have sex. But that's okay. By the Justice Department. But what he does is okay, but you're going to go and say, because on Facebook they said that Hillary had some place in the back of some pizza place. I don't even know the shit. I just think it's stupid. Quit believing the fucking internet. And check out your news sources. I mean, I watch my local news and what they call more of a liberal station, which I'm an NBC person, so yes, I watch NBC. And I know other people are Fox. But Fox, shit, even Fox had to question itself because Fox is like, is that shit really right? And they didn't got in trouble. So I look at it, if the TV station that you're watching is constantly getting sued by people for not telling the truth, you might want to wonder why they're getting sued and they're watching what they're saying. That's not censorship. That's watching what you're saying.
Yep.
But quit believing every damn thing you see on the internet, because I can go and make a very professional-looking magazine website and put all kind of shit on there. But I don't. Why? Because, for one, I want to know the truth. I get my newspaper once a week. I read it. I have and the New York Times. People, go with what you know is reputable. Your local newspaper, 99.9% of the time, is a reputable paper. Go with your local newspaper. Go with something that you know has been around for a while. USA Today. I remember when USA Today came out in the 80s. And USA Today, if you don't want to know just local, get a USA Today. Subscribe to USA Today because they cover the entire country.
Yep.
But quit fucking believing because you saw it on fucking Facebook. It's got to be true. Because Mark Zuckerberg is not a billionaire because he was just being friendly. And them damn, like they said, the algorithms, they make money off of us. And maybe that's why they hate me, because the only thing I do is play fucking video games on Facebook, being honest. Their algorithm said, damn, this bitch play a lot of video games. Yep. Oh, and I do share stuff. But guess what? I share stuff from legit places like Bud Light. Anybody saw me? Bud Light is doing like the legend thing. That's legit.
Yeah.
Bud Light sent me an email saying, share this because I'm trying to enter some contest. So I entered the contest to share, but it's like the link to their Facebook page. Again, it's Bud Light. It's the fucking beer. The beer just wants you to buy fucking more beer. I want to win the fucking contest. I'm just being honest. Because
yep.
It's tickets to the Super Bowl. But go with what you know, your local newspaper. If your company has a website that they publish stuff on, you know, that you can access, go on that. But if it's something that, like Newsmax, I'll use Newsmax as an example. Newsmax is only okay depending on what time of the week it is.
Yep.
They're not always right and they're not always wrong, but they're questionable. So watch your sources. All people, and especially you, and I'm going to just put this out there. For you people who think that it's okay to walk up to a person like me and tell me I need to be glad about something, don't let that motherfucker get your ass beat.
Yep.
Because when you get brave enough to approach, I want everybody to remember one thing, that regardless of when I leave my house, I have to always be conscious of what I do. Very conscious of what I do. I don't get a choice. So, don't tell me what I should be happy about. And understand that I know there are certain places that I don't need to be staying. I go shopping in an area that I know the Michigan Militia is famous for. Guess what? When it gets dark, bitch, ain't nowhere near that place. I'm serious. It's one city that I know not to have my ass in at night, and that's here in Michigan. Is that a rumor? Is that what I saw on the internet? No, that's what I fucking know. Why do I know? Because I've been living in Michigan since I've been a child, and any and everybody who knows about how Michigan know that that's where the fucking Michigan Militia lives. Black people
yeah.
don't get caught in how Michigan when it's dark. They might have one or two that live there, and they, as they say, they know what they're doing. I won't live there. I'm going to live where I live at, okay? Oh, this sucks. Randy is not going to be able to get on. I'm still looking at the wheels of death. I kid you not. But how's the weather down there in Oklahoma? We didn't talk about the weather.
No, it's just a little chilly. We're in the 60s today from being 80 yesterday. Yeah, our weather keeps going up and down as far as temps. We'll be 60s most of the week with rain next 2 days.
See, we had rain today, and it's going to be in the 60s. Well, 60s will be warmer. We're going to be lucky if we hit 60.
Yeah.
We're going to be in the 50s, but the good thing is that no rain. Oh, we also found out my puppy is a kleptomaniac. The gentleman came yesterday with his business partner. And he knows I have the puppy, and he knew he was going to be here for a while. So he closed my gate. He's like, it's okay to let him outside. So I'm like, you sure? Because this is going to be a lot. Let him outside. And the gentleman is sitting on what's left of the little area that he set up just for Wills to walk out. He set his head down while he's, like, writing out some stuff. Why the fucking puppy walk up easily and snatch his damn hat? I was like, I'm not going to chase you because I don't want to mess up this hat. It was just a ball cap, but still. So it took us for about 5 minutes to get the damn ball cap back from the puppy. Then he went and snatched his ink pen.
Oh, shit,
little
that's
thief.
Funny.
I shouldn't say little thief. Fucking thief. But he has a strong mouth. My 5-pound hand weight, he can carry in his mouth.
Damn.
He has literally picked up my 5-pound hand weight, and I'm like, no, you're going to hurt yourself. I don't want you to break no teeth or nothing. You know, and I'm scared because, you know, I don't know how strong his teeth are. So I immediately took it from him. I'm like, damn you. And he likes my underwear.
Did you find his hidey hole?
Did I find what?
His hidey hole where he takes it and stashes it.
Oh, he does a good I catch him before he takes anything anywhere. And he's a cuddler, which I knew that was going to happen. He wasn't sleeping in my bed because I was like, oh, good. He's not going to want to sleep in the bed. He figured out how to get into the bed, and now he's like, at first he was trying to be next to me. I got him away from next to me, so I got him at the foot of the bed. Well, he's figured out that as he sleeps, he moves up. And you know how when you sleep, you'll throw your arm over somebody or whatever? Well, I move a lot of my sleep. Well, he puts himself right next to him. He puts himself right next to me so that when I'm throwing around, like, I end up holding him. So we end up fucking spooning at night. So I'm like, you little asshole. He's on top of the covers. I'm under the covers, and the damn dog is spooning with me. You know, I'm like, damn, dog. But my daughter fed me for Mother's Day. She told me not to cook today, so I was waiting on her to bring me food. She asked me if I had a choice of what I wanted, and I was like, no, because my daughter doesn't eat anything weird. So, and my daughter knows what I eat. So if anybody say I wouldn't trust somebody, listen, I trust my daughter because my daughter knows what I eat. And I'm not really a picky eater. There's only a few things I don't eat. And she would never buy it for me because she knows I don't eat it. Like, I don't eat fucking calamari. So she would never buy me calamari just because she knows that I don't do fucking calamari. You know, there's not many things that I won't eat. And I'm not saying that to be funny. It's just that I'm not really that. I will try anything once, but it's Mother's Day, so you know this is not the try me day. But she gave me, it's called a teriyaki bowl, but oh my God, it was a lot of food. I'm going to have food for a couple of days. And it was really good. It was with chicken and broccoli and brown rice. Oh, it was good.
Sounds good.
I knew she was going to bring me something healthy because she said, do you want fancy or do you want healthy? I was like, I don't care. So she brought me healthy. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we get Randy this time. The will of death finally disappeared. Let's see. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm finally vaccinated, of course. I just got my second shot Thursday.
Congratulations.
But that doesn't mean I'll still take off the mask. I'm still wearing my mask. I don't trust nobody. I trust nobody outside.
Agreed on that, Randy.
I trust no one on the outside. Just because I got the shot first thing Thursday morning. First thing, it didn't hurt though. I didn't get any side effects, and the only thing I have is my arm hurt. So other than that, I'm great.
Well, in 2 weeks you'll be fully vaccinated.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have to worry about getting COVID or nothing. By the way, I'm enjoying your show so far, even though I didn't get through, but I was enjoying your show.
Well, I'm glad you heard me, because I was like, I hope you hear me, just hang up and try to call back, because I just kept getting all the wheels of death.
Oh, by the way, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Oh.
Did you speak to your mom today?
Yes, I did. In fact, she called me. Well, she left a message while I was out, and then I called her back, and we talked for about a good half hour.
Now, today is really coincidental. I talked to my grandmother today.
Mm-hmm.
And her birthday is next Saturday, so I got to call her again. So they're trying to get me to come visit. And I have to get time. When my grandmother lived in Cleveland, like I could literally get up in the morning, drive to Cleveland, spend time with her, and I could come back home, where they're no longer in Cleveland, they're in Alabama. That's like a 22-hour drive. And I literally can't even say a 2-day trip. Like, I literally will have to get up, go down there. I need a week just to be able to do it. I've done the Alabama drive. I did it a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a family reunion, and I literally left my house at 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't get to Alabama until, like, did we leave that? We left on Friday. The family reunion was on a Saturday. And we got there like at 2 in the afternoon the next day. I mean, it was a long-ass fucking drive. We, like, drove all fucking day.
Non-stop.
Then we got caught by... No, because my daughter didn't know how to drive then, so I was the one doing the driving. Oh, it was not a good drive. And we were down there. I literally only stayed in the hotel one night.
Okay.
And we got down there on Saturday afternoon. We went to the family reunion. We checked into the hotel. We had breakfast the next morning. We had breakfast on Sunday morning. We went to church, and I left the church and drove back here to Michigan to get back here by Monday night. And I said, I'll never do that shit again. Now that my daughter's driving, we could probably do it easier, but I had to do it on my own with her riding. And, again, that's just not a drive. So probably me and my – and now that I've got the three dogs, we have to plan it. So
right.
I've been looking. I don't think we have a timeshare down there. So I don't think there's a timeshare in Alabama for me.
Right.
And my aunt is not going to let me have no three dogs up in her house, okay? That ain't going to happen. So we'll probably fly down there, and we'll just put the dogs in the kennel.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I could find, I mean, if my other aunt's house, if my aunt who passed away, if her house was okay and my cousin wasn't acting a bitch, I would go stay there with the dogs because she has a little yard. But I'm really not going to go through that shit when I could just fly down there and have the dogs put in the kennel here.
Yeah.
I'll just pay the money to have them in the kennel.
Yeah.
And I'll sign and give me a rental car.
So how was your Mother's Day with your mom?
I sent my mother a emoji. I did.
Yeah.
I sent her an emoji this morning.
Aww.
But that's because, well, I'm not, my parents are fully vaccinated, and I'm fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But I have made it very clear to, like, everybody I know, especially when it comes down, I don't live close to my parents. It takes me, like, 35 minutes to get to my parents' house from where I live at, which is not a long drive. But since I really don't want to go and spend my whole day off at my parents' house,
mm-hmm.
and especially since I'm not retired and they are and they know where I live at,
Yeah.
And my house is actually big. And my house is bigger than my parents' house. I'm not even trying to be funny. My house is bigger than my parents' house. So I think because I'm so used to being at home and just doing the things I do, we talk, but it's understood that I'm really not coming over anybody's house.
Right.
So, and they're okay with it. I mean, it'd be different if I wasn't communicating or anything, but I sent her an emoji, and, you know, we'll deal with the emojis.
I mean, I didn't go to my parents' house either. I mean, well, my mom's house either, because my niece was going to take me, but she said something that she had other plans, so... I mean, she's fully vaccinated. Like I said, I just got my second shot yesterday. You said like 2 weeks I'll be fully vaccinated? You need to go in the system first?
Well, they say after two weeks after your second shot, you're completely vaccinated. So and they say that means, you know, so that's why I said in 2 weeks you'll be fully vaccinated.
Good. Good. Now I don't have to worry.
I've been fully vaccinated, and I still, like, the only time, I mean, here in Michigan, they made it where we don't have to wear masks outside any longer. And
mm-hmm.
if you're around people who are fully vaccinated, that's why I said I could go to my parents' house because I'm fully vaccinated and it wouldn't be a problem. And they said if you go to a house where everybody is vaccinated and you're vaccinated, then you don't have to wear masks, even indoors. But because I know that I don't want to take any risk because you get fully vaccinated doesn't mean you can't catch COVID. It just means that it'll be milder. So I would rather until we have a better risk, I'm just not going to do it. We could see each other from a distance.
That's what I've been doing. I've been doing that. I mean, I don't trust nobody. If I go outside, mask goes on. If I go into my place, mask goes off. Because I live by myself, and how can I catch COVID with nothing, with no one living with me? How can I catch COVID
nothing? Well, you know what? We done had a quick shot just because me and Greg been talking, because we're down to the last 90 seconds.
That's okay.
But guess what? We only got to, like, let me see. One, two. We got two more shows before Memorial Day, because remember, the day before Memorial Day, we're not going to have a show because I will be drunk. I'm just going to keep it real. So we only have six more shows because our last show will be the 27th of June. I can't believe that we done went through our season that quick from our.
Yeah.
And then we won't be back until September. So we've been going pretty quick. I think this early time frame is better. What do you guys think?
I love the early time.
We get the bed on time.
Mhm.
But I want to tell everybody have a great week. Like I said, I know that Randy, you came in at the tail end because Blog Talk was on crack. But everybody have a great week. We'll be back next week. And for all you mothers out there and stepmoms and pet moms and all the type of mom you are, happy Mother's Day.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. Come on, why not? People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.